Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Clara Carr, a Southwest Yorkshire-based registered dietitian. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
Well, a dietitian translates the science of nutrition into practical advice to suit a particular person in their particular circumstance. As a dietitian, we work out the nutritional requirements of the person, taking into account age, sex, their medical conditions. We'd discuss what their needs are, what a deficit is, and then we'd come up with a plan that suits them.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
When a disease leads to things like poor appetite, weight loss that's not intended, basically means that the person is not getting all the nutrients they need. The older person, the elderly person, is most at risk, I'd say, because of chronic diseases and also maybe accessibility to food. And certain conditions will predispose someone to malnutrition. So, for example, cancer, respiratory diseases like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD, and illnesses requiring hospital admission. Heart failure is another one. Those who have had surgery, they can be at risk pre and post surgery. And then those with swallowing difficulties, so maybe after a stroke or after certain neurological conditions like MND or MS, dementia. There's quite a few diseases that cause malabsorption, things like Crohn's and celiac disease that's not been treated. There's quite a few conditions.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
In the UK, the statistics say that there are 3 million people at any one time who are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition. And 93% of them live in the community. 35% have been admitted to care homes and 29% have been admitted to hospitals. So those are the figures.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
Lack of energy, tiredness, fatigue, poor mood, poor wound healing, delayed recovery, and also decreased muscle and bone strength and therefore mobility, because it takes a longer time to recover. If they're in a hospital, they'd be there longer. And obviously, ultimately, it's death if they're not eating, they're not meeting their requirements or not getting the hydration they need.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition? And what should we do if we are?
I think the most important is the unintentional weight loss. So if they've lost quite a significant weight, more than 5% of their body weight in 3 to 6 months, then they are likely to be malnourished. If you can't weigh someone, there's other measurements. The simple way is to look at their clothes. If they're loose or their jewelry, their rings don't fit, then they're likely to have lost a lot of weight and be malnourished. If you are concerned, get in touch with your GP practice.
If you are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition, how important is it that the underlying cause of the malnutrition is determined?
It is very important because knowing the causes and symptoms interfering with the ability to eat can help to address the malnutrition and to improve the nutritional status.
Where should we look online for further help and support?
There is the malnutrition pathway, which is malnutritionpathway.co.uk. There is the British Dietetic Association, and there will be lots of food fact sheets, including malnutrition. Then there's the malnutrition task force, so taskforce.org.uk. And then locally, I developed with another colleague some resources for care homes, and you'll find it if you Google Locala, that's L-O-C-A-L-A. And then just put in care home support team, and there will be some nutritional resources and educational resources. And there's, of course, the NHS website. That's always a good source of information.